Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College men's and women's soccer traveled to Riverton yesterday, both looking for their first wins of the season with non-conference matchups against division foes, the Central Wyoming Rustlers. The Lady Pronghorns were the first game up, and they saw themselves in a hole early as the Rustlers got two goals in the first 7 minutes. The game would remain 2-0 for a little longer, then at 20:35 in the first half, Kylie Strange would cut the lead in half, and then 25 seconds later, she would put in another goal to tie the game. However, the tie didn't last long, as Central Wyoming would take the lead back 5 minutes later, then they got two other goals shortly afterwards with a 5-2 lead. Maggie Olson would get a goal for the Pronghorns in the 36th minute, but the second half saw no goals as the Lady Pronghorns would fall to the Rustlers 5-3. The men's game was up next, and the Rustlers would score first, getting two goals in the first 25 minutes. Julen Arteaga would score for the Pronghorns in the 35th minute to cut the lead in half. But Central Wyoming would go back up by two, getting a goal 5 minutes later, and that would be it for scoring as the Pronghorns fall to the Rustlers 3-1, as both the men's and women's soccer teams for Gillette remain winless on the 2023 season. But the Pronghorn soccer programs will have a fresh start tomorrow with the first Gillette College soccer games at the Pronghorn soccer field for the first time in nearly 4 years. The women will play first at noon, and then the men will follow at 2:30, both taking on Northwest College from Powell. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.